On Friday, November 21st, Supreme Master Qinghai accepted an invitation to an interview by journalist Andrea Bonney for an article that appeared in the Earth segment of the Irish Independent newspaper on December 17th, 2008. The Irish Independent newspaper is the most widely read daily newspaper in Ireland and is available in all shops, newspaper stands and airports nationwide in Ireland, as well as in the United Kingdom. This interview with Supreme Master Qinghai was took place via video conference, covered a broad range of topics, from organic farming to vegan health studies to the spiritual importance of animals. It also delved into issues related to implementing the vegetarian solution to global warming. We now present the interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by journalist Andrea Bonney.
Supreme Master.
Hello.
How are you today? It's a pleasure to speak with you again. The last interview was went very well.
Oh, it's nice to see you at last. I would love to speak whilst looking at you. How are you?
I'm very well, and it's nice to see you as well.
Yes, you look great there. You also look slim, like a model. Are you doing extra work, like a modeling or something?
I don't. I'm too busy with my journalistic career.
Yes, you must be very busy, and you are a good journalist.
I hope so.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. So, my first question, Supreme Master Qinghai. Last November, the Partnership for Change Climate Conference was held in Cork, in Ireland. One of the guest speakers, Professor James Hansen, head of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies and NASA's top climate expert, stated that urgent action is needed. He said that we only have 1 year before we reach tipping points and that 2009 is going to be a crucial year for our world. What, in your opinion, are the most effective and fastest ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to stop us going beyond these tipping points?
Well, madam, that would be vegan, eh? Vegetarian diet. Without any animal product. Not just vegan, but we avoid all the animal product means we live a more compassionate lifestyle, yes. And this diet or this lifestyle is not only compassionate, but is easy, simple, economically and ecological. Everyone from baby to the elderly can do. You see, and it's 100% healthy. It's not just my opinion. It's also the opinion of all the experts, the scientists, the medical advisor, the environmentalists, etc., etc.
A top Irish environmental economist, Dr. Richard Toll, from the Economic and Social Research Unit of the Department of Economics, stated that if you're serious about reducing emissions in Ireland, there is no future for beef and dairy in the country. He also said that with Ireland failing to meet the targets set out by the Kyoto Agreement, that penalties are expected to run close to €1 billion a year in the lead up to 2020. What alternatives do Irish farmers have to dairy and beef?
We can turn to organic farming, yes. And it's easy, it's simple, cost and water effective, and it's ecologically, economically sound. You see, it will absorb even 40% of CO2 if all the tillable lands are organically cultivated. It could be more than that. According to the Kyoto Agreement, if in any country where the farmers grow organic fruit and vegetable, then there would be no need to pay subsidies. Organic foods and produce are grown and handled according to strict sustainable procedures. with a limited chemical input, or we could even use no chemical input at all. So organic food also GM-free. Organic farming preserves topsoil. Chemically intensive practices are a key factor in the erosion of topsoil. Scientists found that soils in organic plots were up to 60% more stable and are less prone to erosion. So over one-third of Irish rivers are now polluted, mainly due to farm runoff. You know, it could be more than that, but, you know, we want to try to be conservative here. Organic farming reduces toxic farming runoff and pollutants that contaminate our water, you see, soil and air as well. So organic farming is healthier for farm workers, the surrounding communities as well, and for natural wildlife. Now the EPA considers 60% of all herbicides, you know, weed killers, or 90% of all fungicides. That means mold killers, and 30% of all insecticides, that means insect killers, are potentially cancer-causing for human and animal, of course. Nah? Organic farming keeps harmful chemicals and pesticides out of the food that we eat and the beverage that we drink. So farmers may apply for a grant from the Department of Agriculture, so for up to a maximum of 60,000 euro. So organic sales in Ireland have increased, you see, by 82% already, reaching a value of 104 million in the year up to July 2008.
Yeah.
For Ireland to meet the Kyoto Agreement targets, they need to plant millions of trees, but farmers can use their land to do that, and this will help to cool the world also. And forestry is also adds to the beauty of the landscape, yeah? And that's good for Ireland's tourist industry. Thank you.
Each second, an area the size of a football field of tropical rainforest is destroyed to produce 257 hamburgers. Do you feel that if the public were to know this information, that they would move to a more sustainable diet?
Yes, in my opinion, they would, you see. The problem is very little of this information, such as this, is propagated for the public knowledge. We are inundated with many other news, which is not all as urgent as saving the forest and saving the planet, yeah, of course. A few leaders who do or did take up this task to inform and encourage the peoples and government to do it, for example, His Royal Highness Prince Charles, and sometimes met even with illogical criticism and from the world leaders. I think, in my humble opinion, they should work together in this important issue, and so does the media. And by the way, thank you. You are one of the positive, and we are grateful.
Yeah.
You're helping the environment.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer both globally and in Ireland, causing nearly 40% of all deaths. It costs the European economy 192 billion euro per year, 57% of which is used on healthcare, 21% in productivity losses, and 22% for informally looking after people. What evidence is there to suggest that a vegan diet would help cure people from cardiovascular disease?
Plenty, madam. Plenty of evidences through all the years of study and researches by the top experts. To name here a few, yeah? For example, in the USA, Dr. Dean Ornish, University of California. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn from Cleveland Clinic, Ohio. Dr. Joel Furman from New Jersey, and many more, yeah, all offer plant-based programs that cure this disease more effectively and quickly than surgery or drugs. The patients are cured and never have the symptom again, even after decades passed. I give you one of the websites, www.heartattackproof.com. We have more of these websites of the people who help with this a heart problem, we send it to you, yes, yeah, so that you can have a reference if you wish to.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you a lot, also.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per US household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Ireland has an estimated 250,000 patients diagnosed with diabetes and another 100,000 who are estimated to be undiagnosed. Treating diabetes costs the Irish economy about €600,000 per year. How does a vegan diet affect people with diabetes?
It will cure them, madam. It will cure them. There are many researches and practices proving the effectiveness of a vegan diet to reverse, control and cure both diabetes and related health issues such as cardiovascular disease and obesity. In the United States, there are at least three doctors who have developed three different plant-based approaches suiting different needs and dietary preferences. There are more, but I just cite three of them. Dr. Neil Barnard at George Washington University. He stated that you just eat whatever you want and as much as you want, as long as it is vegan, low fat and low sugar. People who follow his program are very successful in controlling and reversing their diabetes, lowering their medications for both diabetes and related illness such as cardiovascular. And they were completely cured within about a year on the program.
Yeah.
It is described in his book, Dr. Neil Barnard Program for Reversing Diabetes. And another, Dr. Joel Furman in New Jersey, USA, has another highly successful program, which he called a Nutritarian Program. He emphasized that you want to focus on eating the most nutrient-dense food. Like in his program, the foods with the highest degree of micronutrients, like vitamins, mineral, and phytochemicals are leafy green vegetables, followed by fruits and legumes and nuts. His diet has an emphasis on vegetables as being the foundation for a diet and a preference for beans rather than grains. You see, beans are very good for balancing blood sugar. In his book, Eat to Live and Eat for Health, he mentioned that people follow his program get over diabetes very easily, within about 3 months even. And another doctor, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, has a raw food diet program that is 100% raw and 20% non-raw a little bit later. Yeah, he also focuses on the importance of removing toxins from the body, like stop smoking, stop caffeine. And Dr. Cousins' experience that people who are following his program are medically cured for diabetes within 21 days only, and they need to stay on the diet longer to heal the organs and assure that diabetes does not come back. Mm-hmm. So many, so many.
Absolutely, yeah.
They are sure in the book, like Simply Raw, reversing diabetes in 30 days, or there is a cure for diabetes, and the Tree of Life 21 days program, etc., etc. In the Supreme Master Television, we have also interviewed both Dr. Barnard and Dr. Cousins. You could refer to it in our online archives.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
www.suprememastertv.com to download anytime.
Yeah.
The show is also on YouTube and many other online programs. Thank you so much.
Did you say it's on YouTube?
Yeah, we will send you also many other websites, their website for your reference as well.
Perfect, yeah, that would be fantastic. Are there any benefits to eating a vegan diet during pregnancy?
Ah, good question. We had the show which our reporter went to a park in Sydney to visit the parents and the children who are vegan. They're doing fantastic. They're all pinky, healthy, intelligent, and beautiful children, and mother as well.
Yeah.
Of course, if we are vegan, the mother and the child will have a healthy life and have a good delivery, you know, easy. No morning sickness even, that's what they told us.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I suspected. So I asked, my people to do research on it, and truly, no morning sickness, yes. Because most of the pregnant women, they have morning sickness because they eat meat and fish and all that, and the baby cannot bear it, yeah, being too sensitive. So when we have morning sickness, that means the body tries to get rid of the toxins, so to protect the mother and the child as well. That's a natural way of telling us that what we have been eating is no good for the body and for the child. But many of us don't listen. Okay. For many of the research and reference we have, the vegan diet also protects the mother from preeclampsia, which is pregnancy-caused hypertension and potentially fatal. A study in Tennessee, USA, found that all the vegans people, only one person with preeclampsia, making it a fraction of a percent of people with preeclampsia. You see, this is the report. Since a preeclampsia in our culture is frequently associated with the unrestrained consumption of fast food, I mean foods having high level of saturated fat, and rapid weight gain, it is possible that a vegan diet could alleviate most, if not all, of the signs and symptoms of preeclampsia.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah.
Vegan diet lower or eliminate morning sickness. You see, many vegan women have reported little or no morning sickness at all. Studies of morning sickness have found that meat is a trigger for greater morning sickness, and that the more legumes and vegetables a mother ate, the less morning sickness she will experience. We air a show on this on Supreme Master Television called How a Vegan Diet Can Reduce Morning Sickness. Please refer to it. You can download as well. You know, we can always review the program from the previously air show, always. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's good for mother and baby, that's good.
From the study, it is almost 100% of vegan moms are free from morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how long she has been vegan, I guess, yeah?
Yeah,
if she has been vegan longer time, then she has no morning sickness. But if she just started, she probably have a little.
Many people state that they are reluctant to eat vegan, stating that they basically like the taste of meat and cheese too much. But what would you say to them?
If we have to choose between life and taste, then we should choose life. If we are gravely ill from meat diet, or if we are dead from it, then the taste will be ruined or gone. We are gone anyway. Besides, veggie meats and vegan dairy are delicious and available in all health food stores everywhere nowadays. Just try a new lifestyle. Why not? New recipes, new discovery, happy, exciting new taste. New life.
Yeah.
Meet new vegetarian, vegan friends in the neighborhood or online. Yes, just try something new in life.
Mm-hmm. Just give it a try.
Why not? We all have different tastes anyway, but we can try a different one. on the Supreme Master Television or suprememastertelevision.com, we have all kinds of international cooking shows or other online sources, you know, all free to download. Please check out your vegetarian cookbook also in the shop or library. After a week or so, you know, anyone will get used to a new taste. Many just dropped the meat diet immediately and start the vegan diet, and nobody had any problem with taste. Because nowadays we have so much to choose from the vegetarian diet.
Yeah, so it's just a case of giving it a try, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
Being a bit more open-minded.
True, open-minded and try new exciting stuff.
Some people say that they've tried eating a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet for a while, but that they went back to eating meat again, saying that they felt better. Do you think there are some people for whom including meat is necessary?
No. Meat is never necessary for anyone. But being vegan, we must take care to have a proper balanced diet. Eat responsibly, you know, just like everything else. We have to do it responsibly, yeah? Make sure meals is including essential nutrients like fatty acids, iron, protein, etc., etc., then I don't see any problem with that. Yeah? According to our personal needs, we have to include in our diet what is necessary. Even if a vegetarian or vegan lacks some nutrient in their diet due to improper attention to food intake, then the meat eater lacks even more, or double, more than double than that, according to the latest data by Dr. Michael Greger, MD. There are tons of nutritional value and protein available in a plant-based diet. You know, look at me, look at all of us. We eat nothing but plant-based. Yes, we are pure vegan, yeah? We have alternative living flyers also. I have outlined some of the nutrition valuable food, and we have healthy living shows about nutrition every week, and we are the living proof of it. There are many athletes even who are on a vegetarian or vegan diet. It's even on our shows and a veggie club list on our show. So please see suprememastertv.com.
Yeah. I've been on at the site. There's plenty of interesting stuff up there.
Right. We have all the club list, you know, all the famous people who are athletes also. Even Muhammad Ali, he was vegetarian.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Sure, many people didn't. But it is like that, yes. And many more other champions in different sport fields, they are vegetarian. We have shows all the time about them. Thank you, madam.
Yeah, leading on from that, should we be concerned about supplements if we move to a vegan diet? Like, I think a lot of people are concerned that if they are vegan, that they will somehow be losing out on, you know, nutrients that they need.
On a proper and sufficient vegan diet, some people say that they do not take them at all, even mother who are nursing children. But if anyone thinks they need it, why not? People have to decide for themselves according to individual needs, you know? If we feel like run down or less energetic now and again or as a day-to-day basic, then maybe we should consider taking it for a while, huh? Or as long as we need or desire. Or take what we lack. There is lots of information nowadays about what to do with our diet and what may be vital to supplement, etc., etc. We will send you websites of them so that your reader may be able to refer to them. We will supply it to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, from all the reference, we have that the vegan diet deficient in three nutrients. Then the meat eaters are deficient in seven. That is Dr. Michael Greger quote on September 2003. Thank you.
In terms of animals, obviously animals are very important in our lives. How important do you think they are to us?
Wow, you can see. Very important. Many people, they even forsake their comfortable house in the city or anywhere. They go out in the wild, donning like a army-style clothing and sitting in a cold tent for many hours just to take a little photo of the animals for hobby, to watch the birds, you know, the rare and the wild birds in outside. And that makes them feel great when they come home.
Yeah.
That's their preferred holidays for many people. You see, important.
Yeah.
We cannot even overemphasize how important the animals are to our well-being, emotionally, psychologically, mentally.
Yeah, very much so. I watched a video about you and there was so many animals. So you seem to have a great affinity with animals.
Yes, not just one person, not just me even, but everyone, they do love animals. Yeah, they go out of their way to watch the birds and all that. They even have bird-watching clubs, you know. Or fish watching clubs, or everything they do. Imagine our world with no animals at all. Just imagine it.
I wouldn't like to imagine that.
No, we can't, right? We cannot live without animals, right?
No, so absolutely not.
That is that. And if anyone who have dogs or cats or birds or any other animal, turkey, chickens, ducks, geese, if they have them as pet, they would understand more than I can express how important the animals are to our well-being. And anyone who have cats and dogs, according to a medical study, they are more healthy, they live longer. Even if they're ill, they get cured quick. Even just by being with animals, stroking them, petting them, loving them, taking care of them, make you healthier. According to scientists and medical research, that is how important it is.
Yeah.
Instead of taking drugs, you can have an animal who help you to balance your life. Because if we are balanced emotionally, also our life will be healthier. Not to talk about the animal, they emit some kind of healing. Even the wild animals as well, they emit a healing energy to anyone around or to human as well. They are more than important.
Yeah.
More than important.
Was Jesus a vegetarian? Are there passages in the Bible that talk about whether or not Jesus was a vegetarian?
Ah, Poor Jesus. Everyone tried to put meat or fish into the Lord's mouth. He's a pure vegetarian. He came from Essener tradition, and the Esseners are vegetarian all the time. Yes. We have mentioned always in my talks that Jesus did never eat meat. Clearly, in the Bible, it stated in many places that humans should not eat meat at all. Be thou not among flesh eaters and wine drinkers. Yeah, meat for the belly, belly for the meat, and God will destroy both meat and them. Who told you to kill all the bullocks and the she-sheep to make offer for me? Please stop the killing of all these innocent. Wash your hands, because they are full of blood. If you continue to do that, I will turn my head away when you pray, for example, like that. Yes, many. And there is a translated book from Aramaic by Edmund Bogdo Zeskeli, you know, he's Hungarian, from the old textbooks, which were found in the Vatican archive, believed to be the teaching of Jesus. In that, Jesus instructed that his disciples should not eat animal flesh at all.
At all.
Please refer to some of our show called Word of Wisdom, in which we have collected all the saying from the Bible about the vegetarian diet for Christian. Thank you.
But if he was a vegetarian, why did Jesus pass out fish on the Sermon of the Mount?
I have been asked many times, yes. Now, the present Bible is translated from the ancient Greek version, yeah? Jesus okay. fed the masses loaves of bread with obsarum. Obsarum could be translated as condiment, you know, relish, or as fish. So it is possible to say that he fed them bread and accompany condiment for taste, you see? Just like when we eat bread, we don't just eat bread alone, you know? Sometimes we put salt and pepper or vinegar and so, something like that. If the Lord were to eat fish, why would he tell his first 12 disciples to forsake fishing and follow him to fish men instead?
Yeah.
If he wanted to eat fish, he would say, oh, please continue with your job and give me fish every day, you know? He said, go and I teach you to fish men. You see, such an important job to do the fishing. If Jesus were to condone this practice, then he would have not tell them to forsake their job, forsake their profession and follow him. Follow him means having nothing.
Yeah.
He has nothing and they have nothing. They just rely on God and whatever other disciples to offer them to eat, you see? So in a DVD called The Real Hero, I also cited many other Bible quotes about Christian vegetarian diet, you see? Please refer to it. Oh, I asked my people to send it to you.
Yeah.
We could argue forever with people about Jesus, he was vegetarian or not. But if we go within, it's simple. In the kingdom of heaven, we can ask Jesus. He will say that he did never condone meat eating or eating of any being. You see, a compassionate master like Jesus, who would carry a stranger's weak, injured lamb up to the hill so the lamb would not be beaten up or kicked by the shepherd, or dragged by the shepherd, how would he eat any living creature?
It would be a bit of a contradiction.
Right.
What would you recommend that people eat for a vegan or a vegetarian Christmas holiday?
What do you think I recommend? A wholesome and delicious vegan ham, vegan turkey, vegan chicken. Yeah, and a whole range of other tasty, nutritious vegan products. You know, you can list forever. Yeah, the list go on about what we can eat. They will lack nothing. Go to health food stores, go online and search for what you like to prepare as a vegan feast. We always do that, yes. A compassionate heart for all beings and the planet is all we need. Then we will know what to cook. We should turn more to higher value in life and contemplate on heaven's quality instead of just food. We have so much to eat anyway.
That's true.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per US household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Supreme Master Television is the pioneer of constructive and positive television, airing globally and translating in up to 40 different languages. Do you feel that you've been an inspiration to others as more and more positive channels are appearing all over the world? Does this show that the level of consciousness of the world is rising?
It's a sure sign that the consciousness of the world is rising. You see, people present themselves by, you know, acting, thinking, talking, or writing. So people who are in war zone, for example, they would write more about fighting, depression, and sadness. Even children do that. Children in war zone, they draw pictures about war, about barbed wires, about death, about these kind of things. You see? People who are in love write love poems. You know that. You are a writer. Yeah? People who are elevated and have positive mind, they write positive things and they see things in a positive way and act positively. People who are good at heart think good about others and vice versa, etc., etc. Yes. Whatever in our heart, we would think like that and we express it in different way in television, theater, writing. Yeah. So if we have more positive channels and media as a whole, that's a sure sign that the collective consciousness of the world is more elevated and more wholesome.
I agree, absolutely.
Yeah, good for us.
Good for us.
Thanks, heaven. And by the way, everyone, I believe, can be an inspiration to the world. You can be an inspiration now to the world. You have already make influence. You have already inspired many other people and readers. I am absolutely sure about that by your positive involvement in the positive media. I really thank you so much, by the way.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Yeah. So everyone can be an inspiration to the world to contribute to a better life, a more elegant life, a more desirable life, a nobler life on this planet for all to enjoy. Because if we create a positive atmosphere, a benevolent atmosphere, we are also benefited. We live in it.
Yeah.
Like when you are arguing with your boyfriend or your husband, for example, even you don't talk to each other anymore, the arguing is over, and you still have a feeling in your heart. You feel terrible in that family, in the same room even, or even far away from each other. You don't feel good at all. Yeah, you feel uneasy. So,
yeah.
And when you're in love with each other, everything goes well between you both. Even you're far away, 1,000 miles, or you're in the same room, or you don't hold hand even. You feel so good, so good. That is the atmosphere that influences us. So we have to create a benevolent atmosphere for us. And that everyone should remember. Thank you so much.
I just have one final question for you here. In addition to being a vegetarian for Christmas, is there anything else we can do to help the environment, particularly at this time of year?
We can do many things. We do whatever we think that is appropriate and in our power and in our ability to help to save the planet and save lives on Earth. If we could not do anything at all, we could just print all the information that concerning saving the planet and vegetarian diet and give it to people on the street. I mean, whoever we met, wherever, you know, in the context of the law, give to our friends or send emails to our friends to encourage them to be vegetarian or to be green, etc., you know. And instead of using a normal light bulbs, we can use a LED Christmas light to save energy. And we use artificial Christmas trees to save the forest. We can use a little less light if possible. I mean, for Christmas, wherever possible, economical one. If we can also take care of the needy people around us, the people who need love, who need some financial help, or even just a hot meal, like homeless people. Yeah, we can also adopt a pet for your family instead of buying one.
Yeah.
We can help charity organization voluntarily or send a check if you can afford. You see, you can pack SOS information for saving the planet, etc., etc. We do anything we can to help others and the environment. And last but not least, pray.
Pray.
Pray, remember God. Remember the grace of heaven and try to live a heavenly life.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Do you have any final message just before we say goodbye for our readers?
I think your questions cover many topics already. Your readers would have been very clear about our message, you know, yours and mine. But I would say one more thing again. Please, be great. Go green. Please save the planet.
Thank you very, very much for talking to me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much also, and may God bless you so much in your noble job that you're doing, and bless your family, and God bless the great island with peace, happiness, and prosperity.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, so and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon at some stage in the future.
All right. I hope so too, and it has been my privilege, and I'm very, very grateful to you. Thank you. Because of you, many people will be more aware of the danger of our planet as well as the benefit of a vegetarian diet to save the planet. I thank you from my heart. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. And now, please stay tuned for A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.